Now I'd like to welcome Annabelle Gretz, who is half of the Proper Ladies, so I guess she's a proper lady by herself. Please welcome Annabelle Gretz.
My belly button. It's good. That's good. As long as I can see part of my face. They can. I like really rare old songs. At one time, the older the better. And recently, my sister gave me this book that's like over 100 years old. And in it, I found this ballad that, far as I know, no one else sings. And I wanted to share it with you. You're only the second people to hear this. Second audience, that is. I'm sorry? Oh, never mind. Oh, it has a chorus. An old wife sat at her ivied door, butter and eggs and a pound of cheese. That's the chorus. Butter and eggs and a pound of cheese, a thing she has frequently done before, and her spectacles rayed on her apron knees. The piper piped on the hillside high, butter and eggs and a pound of cheese. The cow said, I die, and the goose asked why, and the dog said nothing but searched for fleas. The farmer strode through the square farmyard, butter and eggs and a pound of cheese. His last brew of ale was a trifle hard, the connection of which to the plot one sees. The farmer's daughter hath frank blue eyes, butter and eggs and a pound of cheese. She hears the rook caw in the windy skies as she sits at her trellis and shells her peas. The farmer's daughter hath red ripe lips, butter and eggs and a pound of cheese. If you try to approach her, she lightly skips over tables and chairs with apparent ease. The farmer's daughter hath soft brown hair, butter and eggs and a pound of cheese. I met with a ballad, I can't say where, that solely consisted of lines like these. She sat with her hands neath her dimpled cheeks, butter and eggs and a pound of cheese. She spake not a word. When a lady speaks, there is hope. But she didn't even sneeze. She sat with her hands neath her crimson cheeks, butter and eggs and a pound of cheese. She gave off mending her father's breeks and let the cat roll in her new chemise. She sat with her hands neath her burning cheeks, butter and eggs and a pound of cheese. She gazed at the piper for 13 weeks, then followed him over the misty leas. Her sheep followed her as their tails followed them, butter and eggs and a pound of cheese. This song is considered a perfect gem, and as for its meaning, why, it's what you please. Okay, I have to add a disclaimer, obviously, ancient ballad, perhaps not. It was from a book that's over 100 years old. The poem you will find on the internet, it's written by a fellow named George Calverley, and I don't have the date. I keep forgetting to look up the exact date. The melody was mine. Anyway, thank you.
By the way, the Proper Ladies will be one of the featured acts here on October 27th.